Another example, after the failed coup attempt in Turkey last year there, right, President Erdogan said something that raised a lot of eyebrows. He called the coup attempt a gift from God. What could he possibly have meant by this? Does that mean he wanted it to happen, or even that he was behind his own attempted assassination? No. There's nothing weird about what he said. There's no doubt in my mind that Erdogan really believed that this was quite literally a gift from God, and that God was sending him a somewhat tailored message. Which brings me back to the question of rationality, says Mr. Khan. If you believe in this kind of cosmic universe, a universe where one experiences daily God's magic, if you will, then sacrificing something in this world for the next is pretty much the most rational thing you can do. After all, this is eternal paradise we're talking about. What does the raping, robbing, pillaging Muslim sacrifice? What did Muhammad tell him to sacrifice? A couple of minutes today on a prayer mat. That's the extent of it. There's no sacrifice. So Dreher comments on this. Yes, exactly. If Christianity has lost its sense of purpose and meaning among contemporary Americans, this has a lot to do with the loss of a sense of supernatural reality. I admire Hamid's intellectual and moral courage in not towing a PC line about the Islamic faith, blah, blah, blah. Then this is what excited me. A reader writes in, Rod, your weird, all caps, weird bias is showing. A practicing, and this guy actually has it correct. A practicing Muslim in the West is serious and countercultural. The vast majority of believing, practicing Muslims are not in any way doing anything countercultural. The exact opposite, in fact. Having lived in majority Muslim nations, including one that is particularly known for conservatism, I cannot say that I saw a great deal more seriousness from self-identifying Muslims than I do among practicing Christians. I do not see a greater dedication to textual study or philosophy, etc., among the average mosque goer as opposed to the average church goer. The society is simply not as far down the line as we are towards default secularism. So mosque goers make up a bigger proportion of the population. I do see a stronger societal bias towards conformity and traditions of which Islam is a part. A perfect example of this is the ongoing dedication to the de facto caste system that exists in Pakistan, which, while foreign to Islamic thought, coexists and thrives in the minds of plenty of Pakistani Muslims. To sum up, practicing Islam is indeed a counter-cultural badass statement in the UK or California. It is nothing of the sort in most of the Muslim world. In those places, a better analogy would be that practicing Islam is like being a liberal professor at Yale, expected and enforced through coercion, persuasion, and simple inertia. Islam conquers by the sword and by raw, brute force. Christianity conquers by wine, bread, oil. Think about that. The tools of the Dominican friar are what? What are the tools? What's in the tool case of a Dominican friar to spread the gospel, to spread Christianity? Bread, wine, water, and oil. Simple tools. Let's review again. There's no swords. No shields, no guns, water. These elements or these items are available on every continent. Gee, you think that's a coincidence? Mere church, they're not available in Antarctica. I bet you we could find some. I bet we could bring them to Antarctica. Water, holy water, baptismal water. Oil for anointing. Bread. And wine, the two species of Eucharist. That's the extent of it. Because the tradition of the gospel can be oral. Somebody goes, minister, what about paper? You got to be able to write it. You don't have to have it written down. That's baloney. So there's a lot of equivocation going on out there, and it does sow the seeds of confusion. There's no need to be confused by any of this. I sometimes think that I said yesterday the greatest, the number one accomplishment on Satan's baseball card, if you collect those sorts of things, is that he made the word Catholic with a capital C a curse word to most of the world. Something to be made fun of, to be mocked, to be avoided, to be, well, if you were that, if you're one of those. Awesome accomplishment. That is not something that would have occurred anywhere in Christendom circa 1520 A.D. So in a little less than 500 years, that has been accomplished. Who do you think that benefits?